From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One less candidate in the race. Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana went to the polls Tuesday in a presidential primary election. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump soundly beat Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich.
We will make America great again. We will start winning again. You will be so proud of this country very, very soon. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Trump's victory puts him on a certain path to the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Senator Ted Cruz threw in the towel.
We left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got. But the voters chose another path.
On the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders beat former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He said he would be the one to beat Donald Trump and pointed to opinion polls.
We beat Trump by double-digit numbers.
Sanders' victory was a surprise, although the contest was known to be very close. A team led by the U.S., Russia, and the U.N. is working to finalize a plan that could lead to the restoration of a cessation of hostilities in Syria, where fighting between the government and rebels could hinder efforts to fight the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said military-to-military teams are working on the details. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when he came under attack. This is the third U.S. combat death in Iraq since 2014. This is VOA News.